Makeup, huh?
Oh, thanks for noticing, Elaine. I got a new career.
As a mime?
No, Louie. I'm selling door-to-door cosmetics.
And your sample case blew up in your face?
Please, Louie, this is girl talk. Elaine, I'm now selling Shishka Fluke cosmetics. They're made in my homeland, and I bought the franchise to 18 states, including the entire Eastern Seaboard.
How could you afford that?
Cost $6. You want to see the catalog, Elaine?
Okay, sure.
Okay, good. Now come on and hurry up and buy something, because I got a lot of territory to cover.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let me have some of this perfume.
Oh, all right. Now, would you like a whole jar or a half a jar?
Half a jar.
That's a shame. With the whole jar, we throw in a free gift.
Oh, what's that?
The lid.
A whole jar.
All right, good girl.
Here. How would you like to be paid?
Oh, very much.
When can I expect my delivery?
Eventually. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Contractite me, folks. I bought something. My brother says I've been needing for a long time.
A brain?
Come on, boss. I don't need a brain. I bought something. My brother Tom says is a good investment for my inheritance money.
All right, Jim, what is it?
A rare coin. Oh. A 1916. Standing Liberty Quarter worth $5,000.
Woohoo! Nice.
Want to see it?
Yes.
I guess I better savor this.
Oh, no, Jim. You bought a cup of coffee with a $5,000 coin?
Yeah. No cream, no sugar.
Hey, listen, we gotta get you a quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, if only that were possible.
Yeah, well, Louis has the key.
I already had half a cup. I did it. I made a great investment.
No kidding, Jim. Hey, come here, sit down.
Something I can enjoy while it goes up in value, according to my brother.
Art?
No, Tom. Hold on to your seats. I bought Mario's. Signed the papers this morning, and I've been running the place ever since.
Hey, there you go, boss.
Hey, Jim, why Mario's?
You wouldn't believe what they were asking for Disney World.
Mario's has been on the skids for years. I mean, mortuaries do better return business.
Well, we have breakfast here every morning. We come here every night. Why do we come here if it's not a great place?
It's next door to the garage.
It shows the dry cleaners and we never eat there.
Hey, boss, I forgot to tell you, the guy dropped off the plans that you asked for.
Oh, great. Wait till you guys see this. It's my vision of the new Mario's. There's gonna be lots of volcanic rock. Red lights and waterfalls all over the place. Right in the middle here, there's gonna be a little pond where a woman will play the harp on a swan-shaped boat.
Let's see that.
Gee, you.
Yeah, it is a little busy.
Okay, so I made a false start. I'm still gonna make Mario's great. Let's have a brainstorm. Tony?
I don't know. The best bar's ever been in had free peanuts.
Oh, you should have a really good house wine.
Good wine and free peanuts. Takes me back to the good old days when I used to sleep at the zoo. Do you have any suggestions, Alex?
Yeah, I think you should have a lady playing a harp on a swan-shaped boat, you know? No. I think instead you should have a piano.
Wouldn't the boat sink?
I mean in a corner someplace.
Well, maybe we could put it over there by my brother Tom. Tom, what are you doing here?
Came to have a look at your so-called investment.
Oh, that's great. I was just talking about what I should do to the place.
I think it should be burned to the ground, the wreckage bulldozed, the ashes scattered and the earth salted so that nothing will ever grow on this spot again.
I think I'd like to try free peanuts first. Come on, I'd like to introduce you to my friends. Yeah, straighten your tie. It's right. Tom, this is Tony.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Hey, Tony.
And Elaine.
Hello.
Hi.
And Alex.
Yeah, I think we've met.
Yes.
I take it you think Jim made a mistake, huh?
No, I think I made a mistake. Well, you said you wanted responsibility. I said if you'd like to make an investment, go ahead. I'll let you make an investment. And look at what you bought.
No, Tom. Don't rain on my parade. Let's have a toast.
Yeah, let's have one.
Jim, you've squandered your money on the sleaziest dive I've ever seen. You're an immature, irresponsible, childlike simpleton.
Here.
I don't think you want to drink to that.
Oh, no, it's okay. You don't know my brother Tom. He's a pompous ass.
Hey, Tom, I'm telling you, this place might have seen better days, but I think Jim can make a go of it here.
Yeah, why don't you give him a chance before you say he's a failure?
Yeah, why don't you give me a chance? I've only had it one day. What could I have done in one day?
Hello, Mr. Ignatowski. I'm Tracy Donovan with the New York State Liquor Authority, and I've been observing here for a couple of hours. And in that time, I've seen three violations. Now, I'm going to file a report, and I have to warn you that if you have one more violation, we'll close this place down.
Big shot.
Well, Jim, I guess there's a lot you can do in one day.
I've got to be more careful. I'm more responsible than you think.
Come on, Jim, you wouldn't last a week.
Oh, yeah? You come back here 1 week from today, and you'll see this place crowded and successful, and I'm going to be the one who's responsible for it.
All right. All right, I'll give you 1 week.
Hi, Tom.
He's been doing this to me ever since we were kids. I sent away for a book on ventriloquism, and he says, you'll never learn how to do that. I said I was going out for the Little League. He said, you're wasting your time. I said I wanted to drive my bicycle off the roof. No. That time he encouraged me.
Come on, we got things to do. Hey, Jim, what are you doing here?
Just taking my dinner break.
I want to cheat in your restaurant.
I hate to eat alone.
Is business still bad?
It's picking up a little. Today, some guy came in and used a telephone. Didn't have any ID, so I kicked him out.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Here, why don't you guys join me? I can't eat this whole thing myself.
Jim, how come you can't eat that one piece by yourself?
Because it's awful. I'm doing all the cooking now.
What happened to the chef?
I had to let him go. He took drugs.
Drugs? Are you sure?
You know how when a man makes a pizza, he does this?
Yeah.
And then he does this.
Yeah.
And then he does this.
Yeah, so.
Well, I caught him doing that with a soup. Another strike. I'm a flop. A failure. A zero.
Jim, there are worms on that pizza.
Well, it's all right. It's our fisherman's special. That's really Chinese noodles. I painted the little eyes on. It's either gotta go crazy.
Hey, Jim, I think we can help you out.
Great. Because I got another big can of noodles and a couple extra brushes.
No. I think between the three of us, we can suggest things to you, help you improve your business.
Alex, I've tried everything. Ads, drinks at half price.
Well, why don't you try a wet T-shirt contest?
I had one. The only contestant was a 400-pound ex-Marine with a hairy chest. Interesting effect, but not enough to hold a supper crowd. I'm lucky my brother wasn't there that night. I'd rather he see an empty bar than people pelting me with dinner rolls.
When's your brother coming?
Tonight. And when he does, he's gonna see one person in the bar, his dumb failure of a brother.
Man, there's got to be something we can do to help Jim. Come on.
What's the big fuss here?
Oh, Jim's going to be humiliated in front of his brother.
So what?
His brother's never going to trust him with large amounts of money anymore.
And rightly so. I mean, he's a goofball.
Well, every cloud has a silver lining. At least you won't be able to sponge off him anymore, Louie.
Hey, all right, listen up, everybody. Listen up, all you cabbies. Your mission tonight is to pack Mario's. Now, I want everybody to radio me as soon as you get a fare. I don't care who it is, I don't care where they want to go. They're going to end up in Mario's. You leave it to me. All right, come on, Nardo, come on.
Okay.
Who ain't deep?
Boy, I sure wish my brother would show up and ridicule me so I can go home.
Louis, I've got some out-of-towners here who are interested in seeing some celebrities. And they want to go to Sardi's.
Well, drop them off quick, Nardo, because I need two cabs to pick up Brando and Olivier at Mario's. I can't put them in the same cab. You know how those guys are.
Mario?
Louis, this is Alex. I'm at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and I got a couple of nuns who want to go to the movies.
Nah, everything on the screen these days is filth. Might I suggest a pleasant evening of wholesome food at Mario's? If you like, I'll call ahead and reserve the Monsignor's table.
What a nice man.
Pray for him.
Well, Jim, you had your week. Looks like you failed. You have any excuses?
Nope. Why don't you sit over there and have a beer while you gloat?
Sure.
Tommy, a beer for my brother.
Right away, boss.
Here you go, Jim. Some customers.
Oh, welcome to Mario. Do you have a reservation?
No, Jim, they're friends of mine. Listen, all of the cabbies are bringing people here tonight, and some of them are coming under sort of false pretenses, so play along with them, okay?
Okie doke. Here you go. Sit right over here. Got a table all ready for me.
We're here to see some celebrities.
Oh, say, look here. Sally Field and Mary Martin.
Hey, Jim. Hey, come on in, guys. Hey, Jim, these guys came all the way from Dubuque, Iowa to see some belly dancing. Have a good time, gents. See you, Jimmy.
Well, happy customers are the best advertisers.
No. Hey, we were told this place had a piano bar.
Oh, it certainly does. There it is.
All right.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Well, those two were easy to take care of.
Yeah, Jim, I think they're expecting to see somebody play that piano.
You think so?
I'm almost sure of it.
Well, you play piano, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not...
Well, gonna... help me out, Alex.
No,
please.
I can't play in front of people. I can't.
Just fine.
All right. I'll just play quietly, a little background music. But, I don't want to draw any attention to myself. I'm very shy in front of people, all right?
Well, hook it up. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim's Mario's is proud to present, for your musical entertainment, America's premier balladeer, the one and only Alex Reed.
Jim.
All right.
Jim, there is no way you're going to get me to sing in front of these people. Okay, that's all for tonight, folks. Good night.
That's right. Time to go home. No. We do have laws. You can stay, and I can serve you another drink, and they'll close me down.
No.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm going to tell all my friends about this place. You really know how to make people feel welcome.
Okay.
Should be open 7 nights a week.
I'm working on it.
Why?
Thanks, you guys. Tonight was a dream come true. And I owe it all to you.
Oh, it was our pleasure.
Good night, Jim.
Oh, good night.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, Jim. What a night.
Gosh.
Hey, Jim, did you ever think of adding a couple of drums and a bass player?
I love it.
I knew you would. I'm so glad. Good night.
Good night, Alex. Jim?
Huh? I'm glad you proved me wrong. I'd like to shake your hand.
Tom, I'm glad I proved you wrong, too. I want to give you a big hug.
All right. All right, brother. Listen, I'm gonna get my coat and then I'll drive you home. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, you're the owner here, aren't you?
That's right.
I want you to know that I had a very, very good time tonight.
Thanks. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
And say, I was wondering if you could sell me a bottle of brandy to take home.
Sorry, it's against the law.
Well, that's true, but see, I just got off the phone with my mother, and she's got arthritis, and it's really bothering her, and I know the brandy would help.
I'm sorry. The liquor authority told me that if I had one more violation, they'd close me down.
Please. Look, there's nobody here but you and me. You'd only be bending the law just a little bit, and you'd really be helping my mother out. Mr. Ignatowski, I'm an undercover agent with the New York Liquor Authority. This is your fourth violation in 1 week. I'm afraid we're going to have to close you down.
Oh, no, Jim. Jim, you're hopeless. I thought for once in your life you'd finally manage to not screw things up. I wanted to believe in you. But this just proves that you're a failure and you're going to stay a failure your entire life. Can I say one word in my defense? Seltzer. Now get out of here. Now you tell the guys down at the Liquor Authority that I'm a man to be reckoned with.
How many times can I apologize to you in one day?
I never get tired of hearing it.
Let's go home.
Sarah, bring your tie. Come on, tuck it.
Mr. Walters.